I would ask you to relax in your chair and get comfortable. Remember, if you would, the last time you gave someone something. It could be anything. It could be a donation, it could be a present, anything at all. Bring to mind the last time you gave someone anything. Now think about how that felt. Did it feel good to give that thing? It doesn't matter how it was received or what anyone said to you or did afterward, but as you were giving, did that giving feel good? If the giving did not feel good, that's okay. Release that. Know that when you give something next time, anything at all, a physical thing or anything, you can choose the place that you are giving from. That is up to you. You can choose to give from a sense of obligation. I have to give, I have to meet this need. You can see someone's lack and say, they don't have this. I need to fix it. Sit with that feeling a minute, that you need to fix something for someone else. That probably doesn't feel good. Know that you can choose a better feeling. Know that you have the Spirit of God within you, and you can ask it at any time, silently or aloud, with words or without words. You can ask the Spirit of God to help you, to work through you, so that you feel good about giving, and so that your giving is expanding God's love for you and for those around you. Intend, just say to yourself silently, I give from a place of love. As I give, I receive love back to me. Love expands with everyone's giving and receiving. Know that you can return to this place of love anytime. This is the place we go to. This is the silence we enter into when we pray or meditate. From this silence, from this love, all good things come. Know that you are love, and you are good, because you are a child of God. May your giving always reflect goodness and love. And so it is.